Hey, fellow entrepreneurs, welcome to the Buckets and Boomgate Studio with Kim White, Jill Olish, and many other brilliant entrepreneurs. Determined to solve world problems for entrepreneurs, this community is changing how we look at the big things we do on our business adventure and sharing from their own lives ways to protect our time, money, and bandwidth. This show is designed for you, the entrepreneur, to hear behind-the-scenes stories of real business people across the globe and learn what is possible for you. Keep listening to join today's juicy conversation with Kim and Jill.
Welcome to the Buckets and Boomgate Studio, where we have real conversations about the entrepreneur life, including confessions and lessons learned. I'm your host, Kim White, and I'm joined by the lovely Jill Olish. Jill, I think we're just going to get right into today's episode since today is 100.
Yes, and we are so excited you're listening in with us because we have a lot to celebrate. We are so happy to be in business and doing some things, sometimes hard for the first time, but ultimately that we get to celebrate that we did these things. So.
And we get to celebrate with you. Yes. I think that's the other part is thank you for joining us to celebrate with us. You didn't even know you were coming to a celebration today. Welcome to the party. So kicking it off right out of the gate, we want to touch on something that a lot of entrepreneurs overlook, and it's actually why it's important to celebrate. We are a celebrating bunch around here. And it's not because we want to be braggy or braggadocious. It's really literally to help us want to go on. I've been guilty. I'm going to make a confession out of the gate. This wasn't supposed to be later till later, y'all, but I'm going to just switch it up. One of the things that I learned a long time ago was when I am so driven and passionate about something, I tend to finish something and start something immediately and just keep rolling. So it's never taking the time to celebrate causes you actually to feel like you're on a constant turn. You're just turning the wheel constantly instead of stopping and saying, hey, we hit 100 episodes for BBG because today's our 100th. Instead of stopping and saying, hey, I did finish this thing or I did this event or whatever it is, it doesn't give you as a human any place to almost recover. I think that that's part of a celebration too, is you actually are able to slow down for a minute, not a long, but for a minute and take a look back and realize what you've accomplished. Feel that accomplishment.
It's also a time of reflection, I think. Because a lot of times when we're doing something and we're able to celebrate it, it's like the first time that we're doing. Granted, 100 episodes, not the first episode. So, but we've come a long way and there is a lot to celebrate here. And there's also a lot of celebration when it comes to doing something for the first time. But how has that been? How has the last 100 been? Reflecting on that, how have you grown? How do you want to grow what you're doing more? What's next for you? And taking that break to celebrate kind of gives us that a moment to see what the future of what we're doing looks like or feels like.
I love that ad, Jill. And I think this is a great spot to do that for a minute, because I want to celebrate the fact that this podcast was started by Carrie Zarb and I. We started it way back because we had so many great conversations and our community would say, oh, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall. That's actually where this podcast was born, is we did have a lot of great conversations. So we decided to turn those conversations into, you know, buckets and boom gates. That's what we came together and did. But I want to call out really importantly, Carrie is such an amazing human because when Carrie could no longer do this, like she did not have the time to continue to podcast on this podcast, she didn't kill it. A lot of people, if they're not going to be included, they just want to kill whatever it is. And Carrie's not that way. Carrie was generous. She was very wonderful about, hey, I can't do this anymore, but you keep going. And she passed the baton to you, Jill, so that you and I could continue to have incredible conversations here in the studio that allows others, strangers too, but our community to hear some of the conversations that we actually have. So I want to give a big, huge shout out to Carrie Zarb and tell her how much we miss her, how much we love her, and a big fat thank you for allowing us to get to 100 with Buckets and Boomgates.
Yeah, it was, I'm going to say, probably not in any of your thoughts when you first started this podcast that it wouldn't be Carrie in the co-hosting seat alongside you. Mm-hmm. And you guys got to 50 episodes. You celebrated those 50 episodes. You guys got to celebrate a whole year of a podcast together. That's even just as big as celebrating 100 episodes, because what's the statistic, Cam? They don't reach what number of episodes most podcasts. So,
yeah.
Now I'm curious though, after that celebration, yes, other things transpired and there was a shift, but was there the pause then for that? What is the future of Buckets and Boomgates after 50 episodes?
I think that that's actually a pause that, like, specific to this podcast, yes, there was a pause to regroup and think it through. Do I want to go on? Because I will tell you, I grieved when Carrie had to like go and do other things, because we had spent so much time together, and it took me, I would say, weeks to get past that grieving of, I felt like I was losing her. Not really, like I didn't really lose her, but that's what it felt like. We had spent so much time together doing so many things to impact the community that there was that pause of, holy moly, we made it here, and do I want to go on without her in this? And I had to go back to our original reason we started it, because it wasn't for us to be selfish. It was for us to allow others to hear some of these things that they don't have time. They can't be everywhere we're at, so that they could hear things that were real life. We believed in telling the truth about the transparency of things versus hiding what it really looks like to be an entrepreneur, because it's messy, y'all. Like, that's an important part. But I think every celebration, Jill, has a pause. We might not recognize it at the moment, but I think when you start to celebrate things, you actually set that space aside to reflect, to make a plan. Because sometimes as entrepreneurs, we get so busy and we get to doing something out of habit that changes the trajectory of where it was intended to go. And sometimes the trajectory needs to change. Like, that's another thing. Sometimes it does, but that reflection that you're talking about is, I feel like it's part of the celebration, though. It's part of the recipe for not burning out, for making sure you're on track, making sure you're choosing the right things, and making sure it still fits in your calendar, because that was the problem with Carrie. It couldn't fit in her calendar anymore. We come to those crossroads of, whew, you know, do I go right or left? Because I can't go both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're on point with the trajectory thing. And I was thinking the same stuff in a different way while you were talking about it, but we don't realize the impact we've made in what we've just done until we're celebrating with others and hear their feedback on it, to know that, holy moly, the direction I wasn't intending on going actually did something magical for other people. How do we continue that trajectory then? Or do we need to have a shift because nobody's really showing up to this and it's obviously not doing what I thought it would do? So celebrating in that way is just a different kind of twist to it, in not celebrating in that way, but celebrating to get those things out of it is a different twist to why we celebrate also, I think.
Well, and I have to giggle because we talked about this on the 50th episode of 5 and 15 Interview Leadership Series podcast, which, just for the record, it's a private podcast for our community. But we both were surprised by some of the outcomes of what transpired for that. And Jill, I'd like to actually ask you that question today. And just so y'all know, as usual, this was not planned. It's just something that bubbled up. But I'd love to know what it has meant to you, or what you have like learned or maybe surprised you. Maybe that's the best word, during this baton handover for the Buckets and Boomgates.
Well, I will say this, Carrie, you left some big shoes to fill. I wanted to say no when I was asked to be a part of Buckets and Boomgates, but I knew that there would be a lot of learning by participating in this podcast. And that is exactly what I have figured out, as I learned a lot. But the most surprising thing was that I already knew a lot too. And I actually surprised myself by being able to keep up with you in conversation, Kim, and not just sit here and be silent, nodding my head and agreeing with everything that you said. If I thought
you were going to do that, Bill, you would never have been asked. Like, let me say that, because we don't do yes men around here.
I know. So that is through my fear of saying yes and stepping into the uncomfortable for me has been surprising to now be something I can celebrate, that I did better than I even put myself down to when I first started. I doubted myself before I even tried. And at this point now, I'm happy that I'm here recording these episodes each week. I learn as I get to discuss it too.
Well, the funny thing that you say that, Jill, is that when Carrie and I were having the conversations we were having in the beginning before we started the podcast, that was part of the humor, is we would say maybe something in the community about that we were talking about this, blah, blah, blah. And the thing that we kept hearing was, I wish we could have been a fly on the wall when you were having that conversation. I still find that humorous, because I think if y'all heard all the silly stuff we talked about, y'all probably would have tapped out a long time ago, like, because we were super silly. But there were a lot of really deep conversations, and I think you and I have those kind of conversations as well. And I think that's the beauty of this podcast. It gives us a space to actually talk some things through sometimes. A lot of things have been birthed from this podcast. Mm-hmm. A lot of things have been birthed from this podcast for other people in our community. We don't know if it's happened for strangers, but we know our community has come back and said, I was listening to this and I now understand something different. Yeah. Or I didn't know that about you, because we make confessions all the time. So I feel like that's a huge value. When I was younger, I'm just going to tell you, I wanted to know what it looked like to be an entrepreneur. I was an entrepreneur, but I didn't recognize that. Mm. I wanted to know behind the scenes stuff. I didn't want to know the glamorous side. I wanted to know what it was really like, because I was struggling. Mm. I needed somebody I could relate to that would tell me, hey, look, yeah, it's hard, and not, oh, I woke up one day and I'm an entrepreneur and I'm going on vacations now. And because I think that's what the world kind of feeds us, that lie. And that's the opposite of what we want to do on this podcast. And that's the opposite of what we want to do continuing on this podcast. We want the real deal to come out.
Yeah, I think that, Kim, you do a really great job of bringing that to the surface for entrepreneurs. And not just the practical things that every entrepreneur says you need to have in order to succeed, all these things that are very surface level, but bringing it in deeper to what is a real life entrepreneur looking like. What are the pain points that we're struggling with? How are we getting over these hurdles that will help us live the life that we actually think we're seeing out there, that others are saying that they're living, and actually be truthful and get it the way that we're wanting it. So that I think comes out very beautifully with the confessions, not just that also, but how we are applying the things that we talk about. We don't just say, go ahead and go do some this and go do this. It's no, how are you actually applying it? And here's an example, how we did it and how we actually messed up in order to find out how we got here. And now we are like, not doing that again. So
yeah, we don't want to bump our head any more than we have. Well, one of the things I want to highlight today that I think is a really important part of, you know, the celebrating and being a living proof example. I feel like that's what we do in our community, is be living proof. One of the things that we do is on our weekly live stream show, which is called Good Morning Entrepreneurs. It's a show for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. It is something that we have actually got a time slot in there that we keep there for every single show, and that's the Chronicles. We do a GME Chronicles every week. Jill puts it together and records it, of all the things we do need to celebrate. These are the things we've accomplished. And I think it's a powerful thing when you're one of the participants and you see the number and it's like, holy moly, we really did do that. Holy moly, this is episode 100. How did that happen? Like, because you get so busy doing the things, you forget. Yeah. And I think it's such a great space and living proof example of a way to celebrate. I appreciate you, Jill, for putting the numbers together, because it's not a 5-minute task. You have to look and make sure somebody really got a podcast episode out, or you have to make sure, because it's all included in the Chronicles for everyone to be inspired by. Again, not to be braggy, we're trying to celebrate with each other, but we're sharing it with everyone.
As an amateur reporter, journalist, whatever we want to call it now, no, it's exciting to tally these all up for all the entrepreneurs that I get to talk about in the Chronicles. It's, yes, they did put it out. And then I get to, like, fantastic. You know, Adam, he puts out how many interviews every week. When he misses an interview, I'm like, wait, why didn't he get one out this week? I'm upset for him. And it's not even my business. So when he gets 4 out, I'm like, heck yeah, he got 4 out. This is great. I can't wait to talk about this in the Chronicles. So I get excited. So which means I'm hoping that everyone that's mentioned in there is also being like, yeah, I got another one ticked off. That is another accomplishment. Yes, another evidence piece for me to know that I am on the right track. And I just hope that that's what that does for them, as well as showing, like, you guys listening, what it is that we're doing, because there's a lot of things that go unseen that we put together. And then we're like, okay, yeah, it was a, you know, 100 podcast episodes, but what went into all that? That's something else to celebrate.
Well, and 100 podcasts automatically means 100 sets of show notes, 100, like, there's so many things that go into a podcast. And I love the fact that we can share the messy side to the beautiful side, not just the beautiful side. We struggle with show notes. Like, that is something that it just takes time and we are busy. So that's part of the thing that I love about having 100 episodes. We do have show notes to prove that. But when you hear, if you're not a podcaster and you hear someone got to 100 episodes, it's like, yeah, that's great. If you're a podcaster and you're listening, you know exactly what we're talking about. All the things that go into each episode is more than just the showing up. It's also connecting the dots, putting it where it needs to go out to the podcatchers. There's a lot that goes into it. So we celebrate all the pieces that it takes to go into each one of the accomplishments that everybody's made in the community. So I want to be very clear, Jill. I appreciate so much you bringing to life the dream of mine, because it was on my vision board, actually, to have the Chronicles be part of Good Morning Entrepreneurs. And now you have made that happen because you are the reporter for it. You are the one that gathers and tallies and does all the things. So I don't want to miss that part of saying thank you out loud, that how grateful I am for that being alive. It's alive mm-hmm. now.
Yeah. And it didn't start out that way either. We had mm-hmm. like three different versions that we had tried before we stuck with what I'm reporting, the style that I'm reporting in now for it. So mm-hmm. That is something to celebrate, that we have something that actually works right now and we keep just leveling up and making it better every time.
And we're 107 or 108, we're 100 plus shows in for Good Morning Entrepreneurs too. And we did celebrate the 100th. We gave all kinds of awards away and we did all kinds of stuff for the 100th show. So that's another example of something we've done that we did stop to celebrate and revisit how we mm-hmm. wanted to go forward.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of work goes into being an entrepreneur, period. Let's just say, I don't care what flavor of entrepreneur or business owner you are, it is definitely a lot of work. I would really like to go to a clip that we put together that ask the question on the last Fierce Entrepreneur Summit that just took place in April of, would you be an entrepreneur again? I think that's a question that a lot of, especially new entrepreneurs, are struggling with. Is this really worth it? Do I really want to do this? Because it is heavy on the front end. I would love to go to that clip, Jill, so that everybody could hear the speakers on that event talk about whether they would do it again.
Yeah, let's go.
If you had to do this all over again, would you still be an entrepreneur?
My answer is yes, because I feel like I had two opportunities in my lifetime to try my hand at being an entrepreneur. So yes, I definitely would. I wish I would have known certain things earlier on.
Yes, I would do it again. I believe the reason I leapt into it was that I didn't want to continue to give my energy and creativity to someone else's business and their dream. I wanted to create my own. And I think that's still true.
Knowing what I know now of how everything was going to work out, I would have definitely done it sooner than I did. But I don't know that I really would have been fully capable to do it at that time.
There was a few times before I actually went and did it that I tried to go ahead and start a business. Like went as far as looking at physical locations for what I was interested in doing, but never got anywhere. So I probably would do it again. And I think I'd be probably in the same boat if I were to do it all over again. It'd be for a reason that had a purpose behind it instead of just what I thought I wanted to do.
I think when I think about being an entrepreneur again, yes, I would. I realized years ago that there's no loyalty when you're working for a company. I don't care how much time you put in, how much overtime, they have no loyalty to you. And if I'm going to work this hard, I'd rather work this hard for my own business. I think that I really had an entrepreneurial mind because honestly, I sold everything, but I wasn't passionate about it. When you're passionate about something, then you put the effort in. I think that's what we're all doing, is that we're passionate about what we're doing and we're willing to be transparent to the entire world on what we're doing, how we're messing up, but we're still here. We survived. We're going to mess up a little more and we're going to survive that too.
The part that I wished I would have known more is knowing what I know now about branding, messaging, and marketing, and what it means to get those three in alignment to have a successful business.
Love these clips, Jill.
They were really good. So good.
So I know that you answered the question, but I still would like you to answer it again. And I will answer after you about whether I would do it again.
It's really dangerous that you asked me because I'm so tempted to change my answer. I feel like on a bad day, if you asked, no, I would never do this again. Never in a million years let me go back to corporate, work a 9-to-5 and not bring my work home with me. But there is an episode that we talked about in the past, Kim, about the power, about freedom and the cost of freedom. That's what it is, the cost of freedom. And I will pay that cost for this freedom that I have and know I will continue to have by doing entrepreneurial work over and over again. I will continue to do that. This has afforded me such a luxury of a life that I've always wanted for my future self, that I will be an entrepreneur if I had to do this all over again.
You're going to make me cry, Jill. That was like wonderful. So I think that I would definitely take things from each of everyone's answers from the summit, as far as I wish I would have known things, you know, back then and all of that. But the truth is, the freedom is my, it is my number one. It is my thing that I get to choose things, still answer to clients, still do all of those type of things, answer to the team even. But I think the freedom cannot be replaced. It cannot be given in the way that I've had it if I wasn't a business owner and an entrepreneur. And I don't want to give that up. I don't ever want to give that up. So I would definitely do it again. I would hope I would do it smarter, Jill. But I would definitely do it again.
Yeah, it shouldn't be if we had to do it over. If we had to do it again, because if I had to do it over and start from the beginning, no. I know all that I know now and do it over. Do it again, yes.
That's a great clarifying way to put that.
All you guys in my corner, right?
I love it. Well, we want to remind everybody how important it is, if you've chosen this path, why you started doing it, why you're going to want to continue to do it. We actually have another summit coming up in July. That the theme is going to be the real reason people become entrepreneurs. And I think that that's going to be a pretty spicy one, because all of us have a story that's different.
Yeah,
we all have a different story. We might all want freedom, but there's different reasons for doing what we're doing. So I think that's an important thing, that, you know, we're doing our best to get encouragement and inspiration out there, because we know we've needed it. And I learned a line today, and I've heard this before from Joe Slaughter, who is someone who has been part of our community, that he said something to me today in feedback that I want to repeat out loud, Jill. And it's, I didn't see a community I needed, so I built it. And I believe that that is the truth. I didn't have the support I needed when I first started being an entrepreneur or even a business owner. I didn't even know those were two different things. I didn't know what I needed to do to take care of. I just didn't know. I'm just going to leave it at that. I didn't know what I didn't know. I did not know so many things. So we built a community based on what we've all learned and experienced, so that we could share with each other and help each other figure things out. And I think having the ability to do that is the reason we're afforded the luxury, as you said, of doing the Buckets and Boomgates podcast. It's the luxury we have for doing Good Morning Entrepreneurs. It's the luxury we have for having the community we have. So if you are listening and you have not found that space yet, don't give up. Don't give up. We're inviting you, but we may not be your flavor. We're a wild bunch. I'll just say that. But we want you to have what we have experienced on the good side. We're trying to keep the bad side from you, but I think it's important, Jill. So it's important to celebrate so you don't have burnout. Mm-hmm. It's important to celebrate so that you remember why you're doing what you're doing. It's important to celebrate so that you have that reflection point to be able to change maybe the trajectory or continue making sure you're on track. I think those are important. And I want you to give your summary too, Jill.
I was going to say, you just completely stole the show, Kim.
I didn't mean
you did a great job. I'm like, okay, we can close now, right?
Thank you, but no.
No, it's celebrating, I think, is a step above what your regular job going person may not do. Like, how many times do you hear everybody else saying how they just celebrated that they put a social media post out every day for the whole quarter, or they got it all scheduled, I should say. Like, we don't celebrate all those things all the time. And I think that's super important. So celebrate the things that seem, what is it? You're extraordinary. That might be someone else's ordinary. Remember those little things, because that's, I think, another way to keep ourselves in that passion that we have for our entrepreneurial adventure.
I love it, Jill. And I am going to frame it one last time. It's the things that feel ordinary to us that can seem extraordinary to someone else. But if we share those things, they have the ability to see that, you know what, if we can do it, they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important, it's really, honestly, it's one of the main reasons we do this podcast, is we want to give you the understanding of the possibilities.
Yes. Thank you so much for saying it that way, Kim.
You did great. I just, you know me, I can't help but add.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, in that case, we thank you so much for joining us for this 100th episode celebration of Buckets and Boomgates podcast. We're happy that you were able to be in the studio with us today and hope that you come back next time as well, because who knows, 101 might be something just totally shaken up, because you know how we do it around here. So
that's right.
Thank you so much for making this podcast even better. And 100 episodes in, we look forward to seeing you next week.
Love y'all.
Thank you for joining Kim and Jill in the Buckets and Boomgate studio for today's conversation. Don't forget to follow the show for future juicy episodes, and they can't wait to chat with you next week.